Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to a new episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. This your favorite fuckboy, Clint Coley, a.k.a. the Gallus Dem Sugar, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the hardest working man in show business, a.k.a. the General of the Fuckboys. I was called the General today of the Fuckboys when we were on Instagram Live. We're on Twitch right now, but yeah, I was called the General. I'm the captain of the Fuckboys.
Call the General and waste some time.
Yeah, call the General. That's me, man, a.k.a. Mr. Herm's son. Real quick, man, before we get into the podcast, y'all already know we got to do our announcements. Announcement number one, this podcast is brought to you by The Last Couple Standing. Y'all already know this game is toxic. You know I'm toxic. Steph, we indulge in the toxic shit. That being said, man, please make sure you guys support a toxic black-owned game. Go to thelastcouplestanding.co. Listen, bro, I'm going to tell you this right now. Like I told you, it's one of my favorite games out right now.
Yeah.
They do ask good questions. They do ask funny questions.
I've seen.
And at the end of the day, man, you know what's it's if you ain't built for it.
If you ain't built for it, then exactly.
But most of the people that I know for a fact, they are built for it. So yeah, please do me a favor, man. Go to www.lastcouplestanding.co and follow them on Instagram at The Last Couple Standing. Also, ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is brought to you by my tour. The best part about this tour is, ladies and gentlemen, Steph has now joined the varsity team.
I will.
Steph will be on the road with us this weekend.
I will. I'm hoping to get my jersey in the rafters.
Steph will be with us Monday through Friday. So if y'all don't know what we're doing, we're actually filming content on the road.
Yes.
So I'm filming my new album called Tuesday Morning. I'm filming the album in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. I'm filming the album in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. But I'm also getting behind the scenes stuff. We rented a Sprinter van. We're driving from Chicago to Indianapolis. From Indianapolis to St. Louis, and from St. Louis back to Chicago. So it's gonna be a dope road trip, a whole week. Me, you, Mo, all the boy. We gonna be in the Sprinter van. It's gonna be dope, man. I'm excited about it. So do me. Y'all gotta get y'all tickets. We gotta sell out. Man, we have to fucking sell out.
Yeah.
So do me a favor. Indianapolis, April 27th. I'm gonna be there. Helium Comedy Club. There's literally only 40 tickets left. Oh, come on, dog. Sell me out. All right. And then last but not least, St. Louis, April 28th. Yes. Come on, y'all. We already sold out the first show. Let's finish off the second show. All right. Last but not least, man. Adam and Eve, the promo code still works.
You've been blessing these people. I hope they've been taking advantage of this. If y'all not taking advantage of this, y'all sleep.
As much
big shit as y'all talk. If you're not purchasing your stuff from this website, not about that life.
Exactly. I agree. So, all right, man, we live on Twitch. We can get y'all interactive. They're saying that there's an echo on Twitch, man. I apologize, y'all. I can't really stop the podcast to get the echo fixed, man. It's kind of just at this point, it is what it is. I hope you guys rock with this. I understand if it gets annoying, go ahead. But look, we want y'all comments. We want to know what y'all talking about as far as with this topic that I'm getting ready to discuss. Because I like this topic, Steph.
What is it?
Here's what we're talking about today. Ladies and gentlemen, the summer is upon us. The summer is upon us. And ladies and gentlemen, it is going to be an interesting summer. Here's why I say it's going to be an interesting summer. Because it's called I'm in your city summer. I'm in your city. Now, Steph, hear me out. When I say I'm in your city, right? It's not real so much as like, I'm not talking about like I'm just going on vacation.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like my girl. I mean, like me, my homeboy, like you live in, let's say you live in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming to visit you.
Right.
I'm in your, but I'm in somebody's city.
Right.
I got a woman in that city. So let's say I got somebody in New York. I know I'm going to be in New York in July. Mm-hmm. It is, I'm in your city season. Fellas, me and Steph are going to help you navigate being in somebody's city this season.
Successfully.
That's it.
That's easy.
You know what I'm saying?
If you do it right, it'll be easy.
If you do it right, you can legitimately, you know, make this happen. Here's the first thing. Fellas, when you're the problem is that when you show up to somebody's city, right? A lot of times what guys do is we have the audacity. Like you ever hear women say, oh, he got the audacity. It's the audacity for me. Like I haven't heard from him in so long. You know what I'm saying? Like I haven't heard from him in so long. And then out of nowhere, he just pop up.
Can't do that.
You can't do that, man. You know you're going to be in New York City in July. You know your homeboy is saying you can be in New York City in July. So here's what you need to do. Bro, you got to lay the groundwork right now.
You got to plant the seeds early.
You got to lay the groundwork right now. You should be sending them text messages. You should be making them phone calls.
This is when the hey stranger, the hey big head texts go out. This is when you need to be rekindling conversations. It's what? April?
Yes.
You know that you're going to be outside come June, July.
Right.
Start now. And here's what it comes down to. Like you said, it's about laying the groundwork.
Right.
Unfortunately, a lot of times when you're young, when you're immature, maybe when you don't have your money right, you tend to be very spontaneous with the trips that you take.
I agree.
Now, I love spontaneity, but I also like organized and planned spontaneity. So if you know that you plan on being in somebody's city this summer, start planting the seeds now. Don't just pop up and then get mad when they don't go out of their way to link up with you.
Yo, hold on. Time out. Yo! Yeah. Turn it the fuck down. You hear me recording? And I'm keeping that in the podcast.
Let's do it.
Like, yo, like he hears me. He literally hears us recording. He's playing. He turns the video game up. That's my godson, y'all. That's my rockhead godson. This motherfucker, I'm literally, he can hear me in the other room recording.
Last time I seen him, we were doing a podcast in the old spot and he was gyrating behind the camera.
Yeah, playing. Like he's always playing, yo. Like he's always playing. Anyway. What were we talking about? You were talking, okay.
I'm saying, like, it's okay to be spontaneous, but don't expect people, especially this summer of all summers, don't expect people to just drop everything and just because you decide you want to pull up. And especially if you haven't really been laying down the groundwork, if you haven't been putting in time, building a rapport, don't do that. It's April. If you know you even remotely think you might be in somebody's city, start telling them now.
Right.
Like, yo, what you want this summer?
Right.
I think I'm going to be in your... Don't even lay that on them now.
No, you
ask
need...
Ask them how you doing.
That's not... So here's my steps.
Okay, please.
Here's my steps, Steph. And tell me if you agree with these steps.
Okay.
All right, fellas. Step number one when you're about to be in a girl's city. All right? Again, groundwork. It's April. You're putting in at least 2 months worth of work.
Oh, for sure.
And my thing is the work, though, is not just texting.
No.
You're making text messages, phone calls. You don't have to be every day with it.
No.
But consistent enough. Because here's the thing. A lot of guys, we try to pull up in women's cities. But here's the thing. You're out of sight, out of mind. There's new dick that's in sight. You have to stay in sight, my guy.
You're not a priority.
They're not a priority. When you come to her city, there's niggas like me that's been doing the groundwork. There's motherfuckers like me who do the groundwork. So what you need to do is you need to make sure, okay, I'm being consistent. I'm making phone calls. I'm sending text messages. I'm liking stuff on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Small shit, bro.
Yep.
Maybe if y'all having a conversation, maybe, and when I say get her something, I don't mean buy her a Birkin bag or nothing like that. No. Just some I thought about you
a
shit.
A token
of your appreciation.
Yes.
Then maybe about a month out, that's when you make your chess move.
Hey, yo. What you on next month?
Yeah, not even what you on next month is, yo, guess what? She like, what? Yo, I'm going to be in Houston from July 8th to July 15th. That's enough time to see each other.
Will you be around?
Are you free?
I'd love to see you.
I'd love to see you. That's it.
It's easy. But regardless of that answer.
Yeah.
Don't get lazy. You still need to keep that. You still need to apply.
Yes. Right. So now, okay. So her energy though at that point is probably like, oh, sure, we can link up.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Cool.
Linking up is cool.
That's all you want.
Here's how you. But here's how you go from we should link up to getting a ride from the airport. This is how.
Take it away.
This is how you go from getting from linking up. To ride from the airport, all you got to do is now when she said we can link up or she wants to see you too, now it's full court press time. Now it's time, like now you're playing like vagina, like you're boxing. Now it's time to box out the other competition.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is when you step it up. This is when you're more intentional. This is when you pulling out playlists. This is when you like, yo, I like this place. Have you ever been? This is when you making plans.
Mm-hmm.
This is when you know what I'm saying? And bro, one night, you need a one night phone call where you on the phone, you need to get drunk or high.
Yep.
She needs to be drunk or high and y'all need to talk some filthy shit. When you get drunk or high in this month before you get there, y'all talking that filthy shit, then the floodgates are open. Now, my man, what time do you land?
Yep.
You were coming to visit your homeboy.
But now
you're set up with your homeboy. You got a space to stay if something happens. And you got a space to stay and get some pussy.
Now, I'd recommend that you FaceTime beforehand, and I say that want to verify that you know what this person looks like.
For real.
You remember. That this is something that y'all really want.
Yeah.
Fellas, you don't want to get catfished. Ladies, you don't want to get hatfished.
I agree.
Make sure you know what this motherfucker looks like.
Now, ladies, it's kind of in reverse for y'all.
Yes.
Because you know, ladies, you know When you gonna get some dick in that city. Women know. women know they don't have to do lay the groundwork.
No, they have a roster.
They definitely have a roster.
It may not be a winning roster, but they have one.
No, but here's the thing. Women ain't fucking everybody they're going to see them. No, they're not fucking.
I didn't say that.
They're not fucking. I think what they're doing is they got guys they know will do certain stuff.
Of course.
You know you got a guy that'll show you around.
Of course.
You know you got a guy that'll be like, yo, what time you land?
I only say that because women will be the main ones to be like, dating in this city sucks, or I've dated everybody, or this, or I've gone out so many times, and it's like they might be tired of, especially if you're in a smaller city, they might be tired of the options that they've already explored or felt like they've exhausted.
Right.
So you coming into town provides a unique opportunity to spice up the city, you know, spice up that experience for her, whether it's for the week, for the weekend, for the night.
I agree.
Whatever it may be, because I guarantee she has a roster. It may not be a winning team. It may not be.
Right.
It may not be.
Yeah.
They're not all stars.
They're not the Bulls.
They're not the 96 Bulls.
No. She got a team. She got a team. No, she got like those 0-2 Suns teams.
Yeah.
They were going to the playoffs.
Yeah, or, you know, it might be like the 93 Nets.
Petrovic.
Yeah. You know, like, ain't really too many all-stars on there, but they'll show up when they need to.
Right. So here's the thing. you have to, fellas, what I think we need to do, though, is when women come into our cities, right, we need to be more intentional with understanding that, look, number one, if you're signing up for this, it is what it is. Don't look at it as more than what it is. Like, she's in town, she's hitting you, she's hitting you up.
Yes.
Don't read more, don't read too much into it.
No.
Yeah, she's hitting you up. No matter, now, you have control over what you want to do and don't want to do.
It's actually better if she's coming to your city because you now have way more control.
You have home court advantage.
Exactly.
You have home field advantage.
You know all the best spots to go to. Chances are, if you've already been out here in this city, you know exactly what places to avoid so you don't run into people that you know or that you've already dated. You can set up, you can set the precedent for how her experience in this city goes and how she views you in the future.
Yeah. See, and this is where we talk about flourishing in the friend zone.
Ah, yes. One of my favorite topics.
Because, I mean, but it's not even really, it was like, yeah, that is a great topic. But my thing is, we're not even covering that. Like, guys, you got to be all right with, like, yo, if you the nigga showing her around this weekend,
be that, dog.
Be that. But if you don't want to be that,
then don't
be that.
No, don't agree to pick her up from the airport.
Yeah,
show her around, take her to restaurants,
and then flake,
and flake or be mad when she's not necessarily.
She's not fucking.
Yeah. Now, if you're going out of your way to like spend money. Like, I get time and money are valuable resources. If you agree to do either.
Every day when you log into ChumbaCasino.com, the ultimate online social casino, you get a free daily bonus. Imagine if you got daily bonuses in other parts of your life.
I chose French fries over loaded French fries.
I asked Stuart from accounting about his weekend, even though I don't care.
I updated my operating system without having to call tech support.
Collect your free daily bonus at ChumbaCasino.com now. And live the Chumba life.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.
Of the two, or if you offer, be a gentleman and just chalk it up to what it is. Now, hopefully she's not like making out with niggas in front of you after you just bought her a dinner and picked her up from the airport.
Right.
That would be, you know, I would very much understand if you felt some type of way, but play it cool regardless. Like, you can always play it cool, and that's what you should do. Like, if you sign up for it, play the part and just be okay with that. But like you said, if you're already having those conversations and if you're doing the groundwork and if you're setting a precedent early, not much to worry about. You just have to be consistent and you just need to be reliable.
And I think, you know, that's the thing, man. So, like, that's why I'm really, like, honing in on what's, because, you know, people listen to this podcast and, you know, we talk about, you know, things that happen in relationships and stuff like that. But let's really, we really also flourish in the casual dating section.
Yeah.
A lot of y'all going to be at brunch this year.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of y'all going, like, y'all getting vaccinated. Y'all happy to be outside. Like, nigga,
so
it's going to be a while. I'm predicting, like, I've never seen so much anticipation for a summer in my life.
I haven't either.
I've never seen so much. Like, this is literally like, yo, like, it feels like Starrcade 97, my nigga. Like, this is definitely Sting versus Hogan. Like, yo, bro, like, motherfuckers is ready.
Ready.
And you need to be ready.
Yeah.
You need to be ready.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because my thing is that here's the problem. A lot of us have getting we get shit misconstrued when we're in these situations, and when you're in somebody's city or somebody's in your city.
Absolutely.
We get misconstrued in these casual situations.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? I'm in your city is exactly what the fuck it is.
Yes.
Some of y'all women aren't I'm in your city women.
No, and that's okay.
Meaning like, if I say, yo, sis, I'm in your city, I need you always in my city woman.
Don't do that.
Yeah. But there's certain women who are, I'm in your city women. They cool with that.
That's cool.
Stay in your lane. You know, ladies, you don't got to accept every I'm in your city.
No. And honestly, anybody that's just pulling up from half court telling you I'm in your city without...
Without any contact.
Yeah, like, what you on? Like...
what you on?
But here's the thing. If you're going to somebody... If you're hitting somebody with a I'm in your city, you should... have plans or activities or things you can do.
Yes.
In case that falls through.
I agree.
Do not.
I should not be your only.
No.
I agree.
No. Now, unless there are plans. Now, unless the whole conversation up until then has been, I'll pick you up. You can stay with me. Unless it's been all of that, do not make any assumptions that this person is dedicating their entire time while you are in their city to spend
with you.
Because even if they do pick you up, let's say even if things do go well, shit might hit the fan, shit might go left. Emergencies happen. You never know. You need to be able to occupy yourself and occupy your own time and be adventurous. At the end of the day, you're an adult. As long as you're safe about how you move around, this is both men and women, shouldn't be a problem. Any city is going to be welcoming to you if you're an outsider, especially this summer, as long as you're not on bullshit.
As long as you're not on bullshit. Steph, you know what? We're going to take a commercial break quick. When we come right back, Steph, I want to know, what does being in your... When you text a woman, I'm in your city, what does that mean to you?
Okay.
What does that mean to you? We be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is brought to you by... No, man, I don't even, like, from now on, like, when I got an ad now, I'll be like, yo, I'm going to stop. I don't really don't stop. We do the ad right here.
It is what it is.
Y'all know I got a book, all right? The book is, it's a book called, it's called Advice from a Fuckboy. Steph, I got a book, we got a chapter from you talking about the friend zone is where you flourish. Anyway,
yes, sir.
We got a new publishing deal. Everything is great. This weekend, so when y'all listen to this podcast, like I said, there's only about, I think, 40 or 50 books left on sale. They're hardback covers. They're signed copies. So, like, I'm not sending nobody the same copy. Like, you got one of the original.
Oh, you getting a one of one.
Yeah. Okay. After this weekend, they're no longer going to be on sale after the... After we sell out, not gonna be on sale anymore.
That's of the hardcover though.
Yeah.
So you can still get a paperback. You can get a paperback.
You can get a paperback ebook.
You doing an audiobook?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you're gonna have to wait till it actually drops in June.
Okay.
So people who are buying the book now are gonna get their book way before it comes out. They'll get it in May.
Dope.
They're gonna get it in May.
That's fire.
So they're gonna get their book in May, and then people you just missed out, you're gonna have to get your book in June. So
I previewed some of it from what you sent me.
Yes,
it's really fucking good.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, dog. And you're not just saying that.
No,
you actually read it.
Yeah.
No. All right, Steph, we back. I want to know. Tell me, man. So, what does "I'm in your city" mean to you when you're saying it? When you say "I'm in your city," what does that mean to you?
It means I want to see you. It means
straight up.
It means straight up. I want to see you.
I want to see you.
It means I've had good conversation with you in the past, or I've had, you know, be it online, or I've met you before, be it out spontaneously in person or through a friend, or we know each other already. Yeah. But it means if I say I'm in your city, it means I want to see you. I've actually had people come to LA or come to wherever I'm at and be like, I'm in your city.
Right.
And then not be trying to see me. And I think weird.
I'm trying to see you, but they don't make no moves to try to see you.
It's a girl that came out here that was like, hit me with some I'm in your city, and I was like, oh, dope. And then immediately is like, oh, what's the best taco trucks? And I'm like, here, 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 and here. Okay, cool, thanks.
Whoa. Somebody, you know, somebody says it means I want to fuck you. Are you going to be around?
Not necessarily.
That's what they mean.
Who?
Whoever wrote that, that's what they mean. I'm not saying that's what you mean.
No. I say I'm in your city to anybody I want to see. That means platonically. That means, you know, whether I'm trying to, fuck. That means anybody. If I say I'm in your city, that means I legitimately want to see you.
I think it really, for me, it depends on our arrangement.
Of course.
So, like, if I want to see you, or if I say I'm in your city, if you know I'm here, if you know every time I've seen you, it's been dick. Like, don't try to switch it up on me.
Unless, you know, but here's the thing.
But make it clear.
Make it clear. Like, yo, if you're seeing somebody or you're not interested no more, just say that. Like,
just say that.
Don't string nobody along. Just be like, yo, I'll link with you, but this can't be what it used to be.
No, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
And people are going to feel better about your honesty than you showing up and thinking they got the same rapport with you and it ain't there.
Right.
You know, so just be honest. But yeah, I'm in your city means I want to see you. And it means I'm coming and I will do what I can to make time for you. And if you're available, if you're willing, if you're free on your schedule, I would love to see you.
And that's it.
That's it.
That's it. Straight like that.
Straight like that.
So with me, yeah, like I said, it really just depends on our rapport. So like for me, if before it was like I would have different like rest areas where like I knew like if I was in somebody's city, I had a place to stay.
Of course.
Now I don't really like I got a hotel.
And that is for, I believe, a couple reasons. And I'll say this at least on my own behalf. One, we grown.
We are definitely. So let's discuss this real quick. Because, all right, so y'all, so here's what the dope thing about this content is about to be. All right. So this content that we're shooting, right, it's going to be like, so again, I told y'all we're going to be in a Sprinter van and all this other stuff, right? But I got an Airbnb. Yep. There's seven guys in a house. Now, we all got separate beds and there's like seven. There's like most of these houses. So both houses are at least four bedrooms.
OK,
that's not including like a basement. That's not including it sleeps seven comfortably.
OK, word.
But my thing is that, you know, if I come to your city, you know, at this grown age, I'm not sleeping on nobody's couch, man.
No,
because here's the thing. I know me. I want company.
Yeah.
And you can't bring, like, okay, you can't bring company to somebody's house if you're in their city.
Fuck no. Unless you've already spoken about this, unless this is a situation where it's like, yo, Clint, I'm coming to your city to kick it with you, but I got this girl and she got a friend.
Right.
Like, do you want to, are you down to host?
Right.
That's a separate conversation, but right. you can't just be sleeping on somebody's couch
right.
and be having somebody pull up. Like,
yeah, nah dog. Like, work. You can't be fucking on, yeah, dog. Nah,
we too grown for this.
So now my thing is like, and so I asked that question on Instagram. I was like, yo, ladies, would you still fuck a guy who has an Airbnb with his friends, even though he has his own space? I'm not fucking.
I saw some of the comments.
Okay, so first of all, every one of you niggas that's gonna be on the road with me. So it's me, it's Cameron Keys, it's Colin Cab Washington, my boy Scooter, Detter, my boy D, he gonna be the shooter. Zach, ain't gonna be no fucking in here. There's no fucking in this Airbnb, dog. It's seven grown ass men, dog. I don't need that.
And definitely not in the Sprinter van. This ain't gonna be the bang bus, huh?
Yeah, dog. Nah, okay. Ain't none of that. This ain't that trip, dog. This is business, man. No, because like my thing
I feel you.
If you want to fuck, man, to me, like that's on your own time. And this definitely has to do with being in somebody's city, because some of you niggas that listen to this podcast are still in your early 20s, and you still bumming it on your man couch, and that's okay.
That's okay.
I'm telling you, though.
We've all been there.
If you want to fuck, make sure you got $150 for a room.
Yes.
It costs. If you know you got a chick, man, you better go on the Marriott app right now. You can get a nice...
Hotels tonight.
Bro, nah, go on the Marriott app, okay. Bro. You can get a nice room, bro. So I ended up... I was in Portland, right?
Mm-hmm.
I ended up going to Seattle a day later to work on some material and stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm. Long story short, though... Bro, I stayed at the Moxie for like $110 each night.
Oh yeah, the Moxie's dope too.
And it's nice.
It's a nice hotel.
It's small. It's quaint,
a boutique hotel.
But it's a girl could appreciate that.
Absolutely.
She's fucking in the Moxie.
Oh, for sure.
She's definitely fucking at the Moxie.
Yeah.
Moxie, you owe me a check.
She fucked in the back of a Pathfinder when she was like 23. She'll fucking in the Moxie, bro, at that's like how you, 31.
Bro,
it's okay.
If, fellas, if you go, if you're under 25 and you're going out of town, bumming it on your boy's couch in LA or bumming it on your boy's couch,
make
have enough money to get a hotel room, yes, just in case. And I'm saying some decent shit.
Yeah, some decent shit.
Some decent shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, some decent shit. Because hotel sex, we all know, is...
It is what it is.
That's top tier.
If you play it right.
If you do it right, it's, yeah, definitely top tier.
Yeah.
The Moxie has swings.
Do they?
Bro, there's the Moxie in downtown New York has swings.
That's crazy.
The Moxie may or may not have told me to say this.
Well,
I'm teasing. No, but no, they have a swing in the New York.
I was going to say, I think one of the executives of the Moxie, the marketing executives, when I coached women's basketball, she was one of the players.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And now she's
an executive. She's a marketing executive for Moxie.
At the Moxie.
Yeah.
It's fucking incredible. Well, yeah, she does a great job marketing.
They market?
They market to people like myself.
Yeah, for sure.
Because the Moxie is swanky. The Moxie is swanky.
It is.
It's swanky. It's like the Alof.
Yes.
And also, it's owned by the same people.
Okay.
Like Sheraton now and all that.
That makes sense.
Marriott owns all that shit.
It's different tiers of this shit. Like,
but the Moxie, yeah, and the Alof are like, they're both like the, that's the single person. Like, it's sleek.
Yeah.
Nice showers.
Yeah, yeah.
Up-to-date showers, up-to-date bathrooms. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you can get a woman naked in here.
Yeah. It's like, when you hate when you go into a hotel and it smells like...
Like hotel.
Like hotel.
Like
from like 20 years ago.
Yeah, like I hate going, like, bro, I remember back in the days we used to, you know, on a trip like this, man, niggas was staying at the Ramada. On a trip like this, niggas was, it'd be eight motherfuckers checking in at the Ramada.
Yep.
Now I mean, the Airbnb is nice, but it used to be like eight motherfuckers.
Yeah. Somebody gotta take the reclining chair. Somebody gotta take a couple people gotta take the floor.
Yeah, nah, we ain't traveling like that.
If you really were adamant enough, you might have to even roll up a comforter and make a divider.
Another thing
don't
I
don't do that if you don't have to.
One thing I was talking about is how Mo, my boy Mo, has a my man said you the dudes definitely are going to be fucking. No, they're not.
I mean, I here's the thing. You bringing me on as
you're, you know, you're the tour manager.
So I'll say this, like, this is work at the end of the day. So, you know, if one of these guys hits it off with somebody, and I hope one of y'all watching right now, but if somebody hits it off with somebody, great. But at the end of the day, like, this is a work trip. This is a business trip, and so we can't fuck the money up.
That's it. But back to, you know, we even though we're talking about this, this is low-key a guy's trip.
It is.
And this is why I mean, it's in your city season.
It is. I'm in your city season.
So, like, these guys, like, one of the guys on the trip, won't say his name, but this idiot was like, yo, I got something in Indianapolis. I'm trying to bring her back. And I'm like, she can't come.
No. No.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play. Like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
He's like, no, she can't come.
No.
And niggas is mad at me. Like, oh, see, here's the thing. Number one, it's optics, my man. It's optics. Seven guys, one girl in the house.
Don't look good.
That don't look good.
Don't look good.
And we're in India. First of all, we're in Indiana, you idiot.
Nope.
You do know that's where they found the Klan.
No, that was in Tennessee.
Well, the modern day Klan is credited in fucking Indiana.
Oh, word. I thought it was Pulaski, Tennessee.
Yeah, yeah. There's like three, like four yeah. different factions of the Klan. Yeah, but yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, bro,
I'm not taking no chances out
I'm
there.
I'm not taking
it's
no
It's not going to be no situation where it's one girl in a crib with 7-8 niggas by herself.
That's not
and
it.
No.
That's not it.
No, I'm not. I'm that's not having it. No part of that.
No. No.
I will live stream the whole interaction just to make sure that there's proof.
We're going to be live on Twitch.
Man. No. Come on, man. This is going to be one of those act like you've been here before. Act like you've been on the road
before.
Well,
here's the thing. And this is what I mean, like, when I'm saying in your city, right? So with this situation.
This ain't that, though.
You're saying, can I bring her through? My thing is, if she said, hey, I got like four homegirls that wants to come hang out with you guys. We might be able to accommodate that. No. Hanging out is different than bringing one girl to the house. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Hanging out and my because we have it because you know
we can play spades.
My thing is we have an Airbnb, so we have a common area.
Of course.
So like you can like that's literally just a kickback.
Yes.
Essentially.
Yes.
But what we're not doing is we're not trying to have no parties.
No.
We're not trying to have a situation where you know a girl because my thing is I tell guys this man. Okay, she's coming to a house with
someone. You want
to
do this in the Me Too era?
Why can't you? My question is, why can't you go to her house?
But here's what I would say. As a tour manager, right. I have a problem with that.
He said, I got a problem with that.
Because, you can't disappear.
You can't disappear.
Because even in the itinerary, it specifically says, if your nut ass ain't on the bus by this
time,
if
you're not on the bus at this time, you're getting left.
But at the end of the day, like, you can't fuck the money up. You know, if you gotta do a set, who gonna take your spot? I mean, mind you, it's hungry comedians out here that'll gladly take it. But
my point is, I mean, you can. But I'd rather see. That's a great question. I'm glad we're actually having this conversation on this podcast. Like we're this is like
fellas, I hope they see this.
But guys need to apply this in real life.
Absolutely. Be
like fellas, if you're with your mans this summer, it's like I told y'all, it's gonna be a filthy summer.
Filthy.
We want you to do it safely
and responsibly.
Right. If you out of town with your mans, there ain't no disappearing, my nigga.
Nah.
And we not even talking about for women. We talking about, nigga, first of all, we're going to be in a Mercedes Sprinter van.
Yeah.
That, I mean, I'm not trying to say like, but.
No, it is what it is.
That says rob me.
Yeah. I know.
You know, but first of all, don't try it. I'm letting y'all know that right now. If you motherfuckers think that this shit is sweet, and you coming on this van with 7, like, I'm letting you know that now. We ain't playing. Like, so you don't think you just gonna come on my bus. Like,
we blurring out that damn.
We got some
damn license plate. Now.
Yeah, bro. We're well protected. You know what I mean?
Oh, I was gonna say we were very well protected.
We're very well protected, my guy. But the point I'm making is though. The point is we're not. You can't disappear. You said you can't disappear.
Nah.
But like my thing is how you. But like if you can't get pussy, like you.
You can't get pussy, what?
If you can't get pussy at the house, you got to figure it out.
Figure it out. Be resourceful.
Be resourceful.
Rent a Toro, you know, rent a car, you know, or go, yeah, figure it out.
So you're saying no sleepovers? Because he should be able to go visit somebody, one of his friends.
Okay, sure, but like, all right, look. You figure maybe.
My thing is, as long as you're where I need you to be at the time I need you to be.
Cool.
Okay, so we're in Indianapolis.
Cool.
My man, let's say he got old girl in Indianapolis he need to go see.
Let's say she comes to the show.
You go see. And then you see her after the show.
Yeah, he's a grown ass man. I can't stop her from leaving.
Right.
But as a tour manager, check in with me.
Well, here's the thing. The bus leaves at 12 o'clock p.m.
With or without
the you. Next day.
With or without you.
With or without you.
Yeah.
You made that decision. Now, we're going to check on you. Cause like no, like I would hate for somebody to be, but I can't
stranded. No, I wouldn't want somebody to be stranded in the middle of.
But if he gets high and then wakes up late and he doesn't answer the phone and then he gets up at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon talking about something, my bad, Clint.
Hey, look, I'm just gonna tell you, we are a team at the end of the day, but you got to be responsible for yourself. You got to be able to hold yourself down. Keep your phone charged, right?
Definitely keep your fucking phone charged.
Let motherfuckers know where you're going. Like, who you with.
Bro, we have a whole group chat.
That's, it's
utilizing.
It's that simple. Communicate.
That's a thing. Another thing I think, fellas, you need to do that this summer.
Communicate.
Definitely have a group chat.
Yes.
It's for y'all. Nobody should ever be. What's a good pack of guys? What's a good number for a pack of guys? For a guy's trip, what's a good number?
Oh, I'd say it depends on where you're going. But let's say
summer these guys want to come to L.A.
Oh,
I say four. Five. I say five.
Say five? Okay, I was going to say four.
Five, here's why five. Why you say four?
Because five is aggressive. Five
is definitely aggressive.
Five, you getting aggressive. Three is like...
He said five, you getting aggressive.
Five is like, damn, how many niggas are there? Like, yeah. It's five of you niggas? Damn, starting lineup.
You know what is crazy? Here's why. If you're going somewhere, if you're going out somewhere, mm-hmm. and somebody like, yo... Like you're like, yo, like let's say I'm you know, I'm a comedian. So you and your mans is like, yo, we try to come see you perform. I'm like, yo, bro, but Steph, I got you. How many tickets you need? Yeah, it's me and it's five of us.
Okay, so
five is aggressive. You're right.
That's aggressive. And that's a different story, because let's be real. Five niggas trying to finesse as a group.
That doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
It never works.
Now I'll tell you this. I came up, my best friends, I've known them for 15 years. We always roll deep, usually at least four deep. It's anywhere usually between, back in college, it was usually anywhere between like 4 to 7 at a time. Right. Now, we all could hold our own to the point where if we all were trying to get in somewhere, we can all finesse on our own accord. But I'm telling you right now, if you don't have it in you, don't do five.
Yeah, man. Yeah, five.
Do three to four.
Three to four.
Three to four.
And have a group chat.
Two is too little.
Two is not enough.
Two's not enough.
Two, you don't scare nobody with two.
No, you need three to four.
Four, I think is a good number.
It is.
And then it's like, if we split up, you and me over here.
You can be it's a buddy system at that point. You got four people, two over here, two over there.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Bro, I want y'all to really, like, I want these guys to really.
I want this to happen for
y'all.
I
want y'all to have a great summer, dog. Y'all earned that shit. Because I should do an episode with women.
Of course.
But, like, I don't know what women, I don't know how it'll travel. We should actually, you know, I'm going to have women come and take over the podcast.
You mean in the U-Haul hotel like that?
Yeah, that was bad.
I know women generally have a rule, and there's always, y'all, if y'all watching this, you know y'all all got that one homegirl who disappears and doesn't tell y'all, who doesn't play by the rules. But women, I know, generally try to stay together.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. People always say it's good to unwind, but that's easier said than done. The exception, Chumba Casino. They actually make it easier done than said, or at least the same. Chumba Casino is an online social casino with hundreds of casino-style games like slots and blackjack. Play for fun. Play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sign up now and collect your free welcome bonus at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
There's probably going to be the leader of the pack who is either the fine one out the group or just has the most dominant personality.
The leader is usually the one who's doing, like, who's the planner.
It's either the planner or the finest one. The finest one is either going to dictate where y'all going
She
can get in everywhere. And
she usually has the most friends.
She has the most friends and she's drawing the most attention. Or it's the loudest one. It's the one who has. This is what we run interference for.
Yeah, I don't like the loud friend.
Nah, no one does. But the loud friend can be cool. You know, like, and I say that as someone who has had to entertain the loud friend. We've all had to do it. You know, but the loud friend can be cool. But the loud friend is going to dictate where everybody goes. The loud friend is going to make sure that everybody's together.
There's always this guy. There's got to be a guy in the group that knows how to tame the loud one.
Absolutely.
He's got to be the one. Let her be loud, bro.
Let her be loud.
Let her be loud.
Yeah.
Don't argue with her. Let her. No, she's yelling. Bring the loudness to you.
Bring the ruckus.
Yeah, let her. You are in charge of ruckus, girl.
You have to mirror her.
All you got to do is literally pull her to the side and let her yell at you.
Yeah.
While we do our thing.
Yes.
So now she's yelling. She's complaining. She got an attitude.
You gonna have the loud one. You gonna with the attitude.
Yeah.
You gonna have the fine one.
Yeah.
You gonna have the quiet one.
The quiet one's annoying because she's hard to crack.
Not always.
Who do you have for the quiet one? The loud one? The loud guy?
No, nigga, me.
The quiet. You fuck with the quiet chick?
I fucks with the quiet chicks. Mm. The quiet chicks be the low key ones that you really should probably be checking for.
Right. Yeah, you're right. They usually got the best pussy.
And they not gonna give you no drama. And they're gonna tell you everything that's going on.
I agree.
Because they're not the one that's speaking out against the loud one.
No,
and they're not the one speaking out against all the tea. But they know all the tea and they'll tell you all of it.
That's true.
They'll tell you all the dynamics, they'll tell you all that
that's
shit.
That's true.
I don't crack the code, bro. I agree with that. And then you're gonna have the wild one. Now
she's the one that she's that bitch.
She's the one that gets too drunk.
Yeah, she's that one.
She's the one that's standing on tables.
She's that one. Yeah.
She might be the one that fights.
I don't like that one.
No.
I don't like that.
Nah, no one does.
The fighting one. Oh. Nah,
you need that one, but you don't, but you gotta know how to keep that one in check. So I got a homie from college, and he's like a coach, man. Like anytime he went out with a group of guys, he knew how each guy could play their part. And if he needed to turn one up at the right time, he'd wind them up and send them off and do it. And sometimes you need the fighter. Or at least the nigga that's going to be like, yo, take his shirt off and be like, yo, what?
You need a nigga that's
about
it.
But then you need
you're
to.
Saying, be, you're then, saying you need a nigga that's about it.
But then you need to. If you got that, then you need to be the one that's responsible enough to be able to reel him back in.
Nobody in our group is about it like that.
You might be the most.
I'm not about it, though. That's the thing. I'm not. I'm really. I shouldn't be about it.
You shouldn't be.
I'm the money.
The Philly in you, though. Don't let it go.
Yeah, dog. You're not just going to talk to me like that.
And I feel you.
I'm a grown ass man.
It's the Philly and the Chicago niggas that don't let. And the Detroit niggas that don't let that shit go.
I'm not letting it go, man.
I get it.
No.
I get it. But that's what I'm saying. As a group, when you're traveling, you need that one person. You need everybody to play a part. This is a team at the end of the day. So y'all got to be able to play this I'm in your city, we out of town as a team.
This has to. Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. Man. I just taking another commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is brought to you by The Last Couple Standing. www.thelastcouplestanding.co. Get you a game. Also, don't forget, man, April 27th, I'm going to be in Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm going to say that one more time. April 27th, I'm going to be in Indianapolis, Indiana. I literally have 4 to 5 tables left. There's like 40 tickets left. It's like 4 to 5 tables left. That's it. Come on, sell me out. If you listening to this podcast or you know somebody or you watching this video and you see this, be like, yo, I live in Indiana. I got you, Clint. Hook me up, all right? God damn it.
Pull up.
Hook me up, all right? Same thing, St. Louis, April 28th. I'm going to be at Helium Comedy Club. This 8 p.m. show is already sold out. Tickets to the 10-15 show is out, man. Just don't have me up here looking stupid for adding the show. Let's sell me out on that one, too. Again, 10-15 is only one that's left. St. Louis, Missouri, Helium Comedy Club, Wednesday, April 28th. All right. Steph.
Clint.
Man, we're over here defining roles, man.
I think it needs to be done. I think if you going into this summer without a plan or at least without an outline of how you want this shit to go.
You need like my thing is you need to be able to really understand that people this summer aren't fucking playing.
No.
And you need to make sure that you have your ducks in a row.
This is the season.
Because, like, my thing is, like, people getting shot, man. And I'm not just talking about black people with white people. I'm just talking about just in life.
Yeah.
People getting hurt. People are, you know what I'm saying? And you're in somebody's city fucking around, and then a guy, you can get, something can happen.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
You got to be careful.
Yeah, for real. And that's why we said earlier about, like, checking in, have a group chat. Communicate, man. Like, if it's not, I am the number one person that is, like, you know, you know, super independent. And it's something I'm trying to get better at, you know,
right.
And so like for real, like if you outside this summer, which you likely will be,
right,
just check in with somebody, let them know where you at, you know, like it's going to be wild in a number of ways. But
here's why I say it's going to be wild though.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, a lot of motherfuckers got hurt over the pandemic.
Yeah, very hurt. Very, very hurt.
A lot of people got hurt. Men try to come out here looking good. Women try to come out here looking good.
Oh, they've been prepared.
And motherfuckers is on a war path, dog.
Yeah, yeah. Here's the thing. If you're not used to shooting, get used to it. If you are used to shooting,
This is your time.
This is your time to shine. But I will say this. There's a lot of shots to take out here. Just make sure.
Have a good shooting, but shoot wisely.
But also, be prepared to get your own rebound.
Definitely be prepared to get your own rebound.
If you're shooting and it hits off the back rim, go for the follow through. You know, don't just be out here launching them from full court just because you get the ball.
Well, you know, and what I mean by launching from full court, like niggas know what that means. Like,
of course.
You get a girl's number, you send her a dick pic. Like, my man. Like, ain't none of that this summer.
You not even in the arena.
Like, ain't none of that this summer, nah. Dog. Ain't none of that.
I hope in 2021, for real, man, especially this summer, no more dick pics.
Yeah, none of that, man. None of this. It's going to be, no, man. You listen, here's what we're doing this summer. We're going to brunch, which June 20th, I'm doing a show in Atlanta. June 20th, I'm doing the show in Atlanta. Tickets will be on sale on May 20th. I'm doing the show June 20th in Atlanta. June 19th, we are renting out a house. We're going to have a brunch at the house in Atlanta, Georgia. Free for everybody who has tickets to the show.
That means you better buy a ticket to Atlanta.
So if you're buying tickets, everybody who buys ticket to the show will be free at this brunch.
I want to know.
But if you don't want to, if you just want to come to the brunch, mm-hmm, and you don't want to buy tickets.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
$75.
That's fair.
$75, dog.
I think that's...
Come on, $75, big shot.
So you are providing an exclusive experience for your fans in Atlanta. Okay, that's dope. I'll be there.
I'm DJing. Oh. And I also want y'all to know this too, right? If we're doing a brunch, right? If I'm DJing, you know what kind of music I'm playing.
Oh, it's gonna be.
I'm letting you know that right now. If I'm DJing, you know what kind of music I'm playing. Don't ask me to just you know what I'm playing. Or you know what kind of vibes we going with. Ain't none of that. Won't be none of that. No, yo, this motherfucker in my building, bro. He literally wears his pants down off his behind. Mm-hmm. But like even his front sags, bro, I got on the elevator, his dick was out. I saw his dick prints in his briefs. It was the wildest shit I've ever seen. Nick, but I ain't want no smoke with him. He had like locks. He had the Chief Keef locks.
No.
He had the Chief Keef locks.
You can't tell me he's like that.
But literally, like, he sagged his pants so far down, like, his, like, motherfucker, his Fruit of the Looms briefs print was right in front of I'm like, bro, like.
We still doing that?
I didn't know we did. Bro, when I was growing up, when we sagged, we literally sagged our draw, like, our draws would show. And our boxers were showing.
And I'm,
I wasn't showing my
no,
my
and I'm ashamed that I was even a part of that. But yeah, that's wild.
Or yeah, like we used to sag, and either your boxers would show or your ball shorts would show.
And that's what I was about. I was going to say.
I was definitely ball shorts under the drink.
Some and-one shorts? Yeah.
You showing your ball shorts.
That was a nasty era. We was ready for everything.
This guy literally had on... Like, it was his print.
Yeah, that's
And I like, what am I supposed to say? Because I wanted to say, look, put it, but again, he had Chief Keith.
If you come into this house, come prepared, dress right.
You don't have to be suited.
You ain't
got to
be suited and booted.
But
just, you know,
listen, bro. We will turn
come
you
clean.
Away. No, we're talking.
Smell good.
We'll tell you. We'll turn
no,
you.
No, we'll
away.
Refund your money.
But we're not. No, we're not.
Oh,
because you got tickets to the show, so this is free.
Well, I was just saying, if they happen to just pull up for the 75 and they come up there,
if you've already paid your 75 and then you come up there looking stupid, no. And we're not refunding you your $75.
Security.
And if you got a problem with that, you know, we could definitely, you know what I'm saying? No refunds. All right. It's going to be a hot summer, dog.
Yeah.
I'm going to announce all my tour dates, but yeah, I'm coming to Atlanta June 20th. For y'all don't know, though, that show in Atlanta, June 20th, not only is that Father's Day, and that's my birthday.
That's going to be lit.
That's going to be crazy. That's going to be crazy.
Gemini season.
Yeah, man. All right, Steph, man. What did we learn today?
I think we learned that if you're going to be making moves this slutty summer,
yeah,
this disgusting summer, you should start planning now. It's April. If you think that you're going to get the vaccine or not, if you think you're going to be outside, if you think
if you're going to be in somebody's daughter or somebody's son face.
Yeah, just, you know, start planning now. If you start planning now, you are setting groundwork and foundation and precedent and rapport for that future meetup when you decide to pull up out of town.
Yep.
Because whenever anybody goes out of town, they want to be received well.
I agree.
Exactly. So
I agree.
That's what I learned. I say,
I agree.
And if you're going with a group, play your part.
I agree. All right, man.
Well, what did you learn?
I mean, I really just learned that it's going to be like, I'm worried for my guys this summer.
I'm worried for everyone.
I'm worried for my guys, but mainly my guys.
Let me ask you this real quick. Do you think there will have been more children born from the pandemic or from this summer?
It's not going to be children. I think we're going to get this skittle. It's going to be a lot of like guys eating pussy in bathrooms.
Okay.
And then falling in love. And the girls, it's going to be a lot of women slutting men out this summer.
Oh, well, you know what?
It's going to be a lot of women slutting the fuck out of these dudes.
You know what? Rightfully so. Ladies, stay safe. Yeah. No matter what you do, be safe.
It's going to be a lot of it.
But claim your power.
Women are going to be getting dick. Like, or women are going to be getting, like, they're not giving pussy. Yeah. They're getting dick.
Yeah.
And then they're letting guys know, hey, man, that's it. Ain't going to be no it's going to be a lot of safe sex this summer.
I hope so.
That's what I want.
And here's the thing. Look.
It's got to be a lot of safe sex.
I'm
going to
tell you this. If you don't get the person that you wanted, if your shot gets matumboed or if it bricks or if it airballs, just let it go. You know how to follow through when it's, you know, oh, I'm not free today kind of thing. But if it's, a clean rejection or a clean air ball, let it go. It's going to be plenty of action out here.
Nina Mosley says, slut them out, sis.
Yeah, for real. Yo,
it's definitely going to be a slut them out summer.
Yeah, and y'all should. Y'all should.
It's definitely going to be a slut them out summer.
It's going to be fun.
I agree. All right, y'all. Thank y'all for listening to the podcast. Thank y'all for laughing at this podcast. Oh, real quick, man. I'm high. I'm high as shit on this podcast right now. I got a friend named Asia. She be on this podcast. Her name is @chokesandgags. She got me the choking hazard. She has this kitchen called the choking hazard. Bro, she makes edibles now.
That's what's up.
I had a cookie called Rich Rich.
Rich Rich.
Rich with chocolate. It's just chocolate in every bite.
Okay.
But there was chocolate and weed in every bite.
That's what's up.
And look at me now.
Well, your eyes are low.
I'm Rich Rich.
I'm you rich. High high.
I'm high high. Please support my friend. Her birthday is actually May 4th.
That's dope.
She's a May the 4th be with you, baby.
That's lit. Oh, Tauruses are my people.
Yeah, man.
That's so, fellow Earth sign. Yeah, I fuck
man.
With Tauruses.
If you
that's
live in LA, man, get some edibles from Asia.
I need to do that. I need to put an order in.
Yeah, put an order in. And okay, they're not expensive either.
That's fine. You know, I just don't do dairy, so I'm just going anything she makes. Just
yeah, she got and I got like a little white box right over here. I'm mad I don't got the box in front of me. But like a little white box, I got like Cinnamon Toast Crunch bar. I got a Fruity Pebble bar.
Okay.
Got some cookies. I got some brownies. She is not playing, man. She fired, dog. She got me over here bent. So, yeah, man. If you in LA, definitely, man, get some edibles from Asia. Thank y'all for listening, man. Thank y'all for laughing. Don't forget, April 27th. Indianapolis. April 28th, St. Louis. Steph, man, I'll see you Monday, dog.
Yeah, I'll see you Monday. I'll be bright and early.
I'm flying Steph out.
I'm getting flued out.
Yeah, Steph got it. You know what I mean? So we out. You want to keep it real.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play, like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses, too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.